This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Beth Timms is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She remembers her daughter's imaginary companions, which brought Beth to the question, have digital devices become devilish companions for grown-ups?
My friend Judy, a writer in Georgia, poses an interesting question. Have digital devices become devilish companions? Are they really just imaginary playmates for grown-ups? My children had imaginary playmates. My daughters came in threes. We thought of them as triplets, and their rhyming names meant they were interchangeable. Dutta liked ice cream, but Rutta didn't. Shutta slept a lot. When our daughter got cross with us at bedtime and wanted one more story, she'd hurl a small fry insult. Dutta's having a party and you can't come. Our son's imaginary playmate was a truck driver. I always pictured him as burly and tough, the kind of guy who'd change your flat tire out on the interstate. He lived in a place called Meeting, North Carolina. Confession here, I was going to a lot of meetings back in those days. One day he just drove his truck back home and we never heard about him again. We missed listening to our son talk to his friend out in the sandbox where they paved roads and dug tunnels. We never imagined that one day we'd talk to imaginaries too, but we do. Their names are Google, Siri, MapQuest, and GPS Man. We ask their advice about the weather, the distance to the next city, the closest Mexican restaurant. We've become so close to them that they're like family, and we carry them in our hand or purse or shirt pocket right next to our heart. And they seem to know everything. They seem to do everything. Call home, we command them, when we're at the grocery store or the office, and our palm-sized imaginary friend dials up the home phone like some kind of administrative assistant so that we can root through the vegetable bins and not be bothered with punching numbers. Or on a car trip, we can speak, hands-free, to the voice on the other end, wherever that end may be. How many miles is it to Birmingham, we may ask, and a well-modulated voice answers, do you mean Birmingham, Alabama, or Birmingham, Michigan? If we can't think of the right answer on Jeopardy, our imaginary friend Google can. She won't put the answer in the form of a question, the way contestants are supposed to, but she's quick. If new regulations are passed, our digital devices may know more about us than they let on. They'll know when we are sleeping. They'll know when we're awake. They may even know if we've been bad or good, depending on what our browser history reveals. What we look up in the middle of the night, even if it's just a cake recipe, could become public knowledge. Try Googling Corolla, then see how many Toyota ads you get on your feed the next day. Unlike our children, we don't outgrow our imaginaries. When our devices get old and worn out, we update them and keep them in the places their older versions occupied. As Judy warns, we need a break from digital so we can stare out the window and notice the real world, where summer is pushing flowers up and everything has turned green while we were looking down at all of our screens.
Beth Timms tries to keep her head up on occasion. Hard to do when that devilish device is calling. This is the Sundial Writer's Corner on WLRH Huntsville. Listen to us also at WLRH.org.